KO2 RCL Mobile.
RCL, this is KO4 CEF. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Better now. I'm on my way home from work. Trying to go play some field day here in a minute.
Do you say work and bills in the same sentence?
They work and go home and play field day.
Got you go home for field day. I got you now. All right.
Get all the bills that way. I don't get sick every time I do it.
I don't like to see them myself. That's pretty bad, but it goes on.
Be nice. Name here's Andrew.
Who you got, Russell, on this end?
Well, I feel like we've talked before, because you got the 2 in your call sign. I want to say I've heard it before.
You talk with Patrick some, don't you? RCL, doing the DMR there a while back.
How'd that ever work out for you? Did you get it all figured out?
Got my Pi-Star built and got everything up and running, and it seems to be doing pretty good now.
That's for more people that use the talk groups, I guess.
Yeah, but I think they're starting to pick up. Seems like the contact lists are getting bigger and bigger every day. I've been playing more on HF than I have anything right now.
That list has definitely outgrown my radio. I guess I'm going to have to upgrade before long. Figure out if I want to pull the trigger on a little more expensive radio. Shoot, I ain't done a whole lot on HF. Every time I get home, the bands are great, but 40 meters, I've got so much QRN, it ain't funny, and I can't hardly do much on it.
For Steve's KM4VWA, and he was using a clear DSP filter from West Mountain. And I was really impressed with it. I picked up one of those. I actually got it from Ham Radio Outlet out in Oregon. They had one that was an open box deal. Got it for a good price. World of a difference as far as being able to pull in those signals.
Just to look into that, it's just, and when I try to work 40 meters, it's just like every, I don't know, it's probably 50 megahertz maybe, maybe a little bit shorter than that. There's just like this noise. It's just constant. So, and it always right where I want to be half the time. Like, some days if I want to work PSK, it'll be right there at, you know, 770. If I end up wanting to work FT8, it'll be right there at 774, where I'm like, holy crap.
Picking at something on the exterior, messing with it that you're picking up, power line noise or something like that?
Gotta be something. I haven't quite figured out what it is. I tried to email Duke Energy. I thought I found a couple of, the power poles. They were putting off some noise, but I never heard back from anybody, and it's been going on since. But it wasn't that way when I first started, so I don't know what changed, what happened, but it just kills me on 40 meters. I can work 80 and 20 just fine, and maybe even some 30, but 40 meters, it just about wipes the band out for me.
Yeah, with Duke, you'll just have to stay on them, but they will eventually. They'll do something. They'll send somebody out, try to locate it, and they'll try to fix it.
Oh, I might have to write one. I wouldn't mind building a little better antenna to pick it up, but I don't really have anything that does single sideband, and that's usually where the signal comes in the strongest. It's not as noticeable once you go to, FM or AM.
I got you. That's a good thing about Duke. When they come out, they use a meter, and it could be a quarter mile away from you on a pole, on a transformer, or something to that extent. And a lot of times they can narrow it down, and they're supposed to comply and take care of it. They're not supposed to have any RF interference off of the power lines.
That's why I was surprised when I didn't hear anything from them. So. But that's good to hear. I might try to reach back out to them.
RCO for ID. Yeah, I would start calling them and see if you can't get through to somebody. And there again, the squeaky wheel gets the grease on a situation like that. The more they hear from you, the more apt they're going to be to go ahead and get on the stick and get it done.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do it then. what happens. Either I'll be in the same boat or they'll actually come out and do something. So, all right, Russell, I am home. I'm pulled up in the driveway now, so I'm going to go out here and see if the wife needs anything before I get on the radio and start playing. This is KO4CEF, and I'll say 7-3. It's been great talking to you, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, it's a pleasure as always, and I'll say 73s, and enjoy your afternoon, and this is K2RCL, I'll be clear.
RCL, KO4KFS.
That's K2RCL, go ahead.
This is Tommy. How's that antenna doing that you put up?
Doing pretty good. Made a contact up in Wisconsin the other night on 20 meters, and I've been playing around with it a little bit. I just got a West Mountain Clear DSP filter in and got it put in, and it cleaned up a lot of the background noise. Makes it a whole lot easier to coming in.
By that filter, I was wondering what that was. Hopefully next month I'll go pass this test for my general.
Get your general in, then all you got to do is study a little bit more and get you extra.
Yeah, I'd like to come over there and see your setup, brother.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. There ain't much to see. It's just a power supply with two radios sitting on top of it, so ain't nothing fancy.
Hey, you got that antenna up. I was looking the other day and found some military fiberglass poles. Thinking maybe I could stick one of those up in the backyard and try an antenna like you got.
You could probably do it. It wouldn't be too bad. They've got some tripods and stuff like that out that you can put up. Kind of like a temporary installation if you want to do something like that. Or you can do, you know, a full pole or whatever the case may be.
Well, if that doesn't come to fruition, then I'll just wait to fall and I'll probably just try to put up a sky loop since I got all these big trees off in the backyard.
That ought to work. That'll give it a good shot for getting out there and having a good clear signal. That's kind of what you're shooting for. But I've got mine on that telephone pole with that mast up there. My center of my dipole is about 36 feet up. And then I've got it stretched out 44 feet toward the front yard and 88 feet toward the back. And it seems to be radiating good. I've got good SWR across all the bands. The highest one I got was 1.4 at 80 meters. So I definitely can't complain.
Got it set up pretty good. Well, good talking to you. Let me go back out here, and I'm trying to put some decking boards on this deck that I've built. Trying to get this thing done before the end of the day.
You out there putting down gold bars then. Well, I'll let you get back to it. I'll say 73s, and K2RCO will be clear on your final.
73, Russell.
K2RCO, mobile.
RM N4MRY, clear.